Lanyap, a little something extra, a feature about area people, events, and issues from KEDM.
I'm Jay Curtis, two guests in the studio with me today. Chris Pipes is the co-chair for St. Patrick's Episcopal Church, Herbal Harvest and Original Arts and Craft Show coming up this weekend. And Teresa Morris is an herb expert to her shop called The Time in the Garden. Welcome to Lanyap.
Thank you.
Glad to have you guys with me.
Thanks for having us.
Or I can say y'all. My mom fussed at me the other day for saying you guys. Tell us about what's going on this weekend at St. Patrick's, Chris.
Well, it's our 19th annual Herbal Harvest. It's sponsored by St. Patrick's Episcopal Church, and it's located at 1712 Wellerman Road in West Monroe. It's right off Warren Drive. It starts at 9. It's from 9 to 5. We have fall herbs and plants. We're going to have daylilies, orchids, over 50 crafters there selling their crafts. So it's going to be a great day. Live music, food. It's great for the kids.
Sounds like fun.
It's a fun thing to do every fall.
It's a fun. Well, there's the fall festival at Black Bayou. There are lots of fun festival kinds of things going on this time of year. I'm seeing a note here about the famous herbal salad.
Right. We have it every year.
Teresa, can you tell us about that?
Oh, that is just a fabulous chicken salad. It's made with tarragon. Now, it's not the true French tarragon. It's the Mexican mint marigold, and it's a fabulous one. It will grow here, and it's just divine. It's a beautiful bloomer. A good perennial comes back every year. I'll have it for sale. And I may even have some recipes available. But they will have it for sale inside with some breads and soups and teas and everything else. It's just going to be a great, great day.
That's one of the fun things about herbs is that, yes, they're good to eat, but sometimes they make really pretty plants, too.
They do. They are really a huge accent in your garden when you really look at it. They do have some wonderful display beds there at the church, also a biblical herb garden. They will be having a church service that morning at 8 o'clock for those who want to come and attend the church service for the blessing of the garden there. And it's just going to be a whole day, a big event, something that you can bring the whole family out, lots of live music. It's just a real good day.
What are some of the things that people can see in the display about biblical herbs?
There's rosemary. That is the one that is grown in relation to Mary and Joseph when they were on their way to Bethlehem for Christ to be born. That has some religious significance there. So as she wearied, they stopped. She pulls her cloak off the rose, lays it on the rosemary bush, and when she pulls it off, it's blooming the beautiful blue flowers we see today.
Okay.
And this time of year, with the extra water we've had, rosemary actually is blooming, so it's a good one to have.
Is it something that takes an extra amount of watering to get the flowers? Or
No, not really. It really likes it a little on the dry side. It's a Mediterranean herb, but when it gets that good fresh rain in the fall and the cooler weather, it spurts it on to bloom.
I think it's curious that we go so far into the things that are in the cabinet, the dried herbs that are coming out of, that have been being shipped from far away, that have been in that little bottle for some time. And there's a resurgence, I think, of people who are looking to cook with things that they've grown in their own garden.
Absolutely. And this is going to give everybody in the public a chance to actually taste something in the chicken salad. So when you come and you order that little bowl of chicken salad and you taste that chicken salad made with fresh tarragon, the difference is just like daylight and dark. It's just, it really opens your eyes and your senses up.
Chris, how did the show really get started? How did it get going?
Well, it started with the Herb Society. And we had a lady
There was an Herb Society.
There is. And it started with a lady in our church who was in the Herb Society, and they just started it at St. Patrick's kind of to let the community know we were there, and that's how it started.
I'm talking with Chris Pipes and Teresa Morris from the St. Patrick's Episcopal Church Herbal Harvest and Original Arts and Crafts Show coming up on Saturday. Teresa, what's your favorite herb?
Well, I would be hard pressed to say. It would be either tarragon or chocolate mint or lemon verbena. All three are just fabulous.
And can you recommend some for beginners? Because I think we have some lemon verbena at the house that we got from the Biedenhorn Museum. But can you recommend some things that my kids could grow?
Well, if you got it from Biedenhorn, you got it from me.
Oh, really? Okay. Are you there? You're there. One of their suppliers.
I am. Actually, I would probably say chives or mints. Those are probably some of the easier ones to start with. Or basil. Basil's one that you sow every year, and it comes up. You know, you have to sow it every year. It's an annual, but it's a good one. And you can make spaghettis and pestos and sauces, and it's great.
And Chris, what are some of the other? The focus kind of began with the herbs,
right.
But it's grown a lot beyond that. What are some of the other things people can see?
Well, gosh, all kinds of arts and crafts, lots of handmade jewelry. We're going to have Yolanda Cullough there. She's the author of the Dragonfly Dream Series children's book.
Okay.
And she'll have her third book there, and she'll be there signing them. So that's exciting. We also will have a new vendor there. He's the dirt dauber. He's a potter. His name's Don Hudnell. So we're excited to have him. There'll be Christmas items there, Halloween items.
Yeah, it is, even though the stores have been at it for a little while now, it is really starting to get into Christmas shopping season.
It is. Paintings, books. So it's a lot of items.
Susan Agaton will be there with her breads. And if you've ever come to Time in the Garden and had a luncheon and tasted our breads, you can actually come and buy some of those breads because she will be there with her baked goods.
The Herbal Harvest and Original Arts and Crafts Show coming up this Saturday from 9 to 5 at St. Patrick's Episcopal. Chris Pipes and Teresa Morris, thanks so much for being here.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks.
You've been listening to Lagniappe, a feature about area people, events, and issues from KEDM. The views expressed on the program may not necessarily reflect the views of KEDM or the University of Louisiana at Monroe. Lagniappe is produced at the studios of KEDM.